Welcome to this episode for Anabaptist Perspectives Partners. I am Jaron Miller, and I am here with Marlon Summers. Our topic today is Anabaptist Perspectives Partners Program. First, we want to thank you for your consistent support. If you are listening to this, you are most likely one of our partners. Before we got here, Marlon, you got together some numbers that indicate something about how the partner program is going. Can you share those with us?
Yes, this is one of the things that is very encouraging to see the number of people ready to make this kind of statement about Anabaptist Perspectives and what we're doing. So we're at around 170 people making scheduled recurring contributions, and that comes to somewhere about a fifth of our budget, which is a very significant piece.
Yeah, thank you. And so some of you who are listening, listen through our website and give through our website. Many use Patreon instead of our website. And I think that one thing that we're familiar with the way many use Patreon, is the creators have different tiers where those giving a certain amount will be on one tier, those giving higher will be on a higher tier. Can you talk about how we think about that, Marlon? Why is it that we do not have a tiered system like that?
Guess you could give a couple of short answers and then a more deeper answer. One is, if you want to use the Patreon website and do tiers, a significantly larger portion of contributions goes to Patreon in that case than on the basic plan that we have. But the deeper issue is, we have always presented our aim with Anabaptist Perspectives to make our media freely available. At the same time, we've wanted to do something that shows that partners, somebody contributing regularly, is indeed a partner and part of this. And so, rather than thinking of this as, you know, pick your tier and pay to access, we have thought of it as, here's both a thank you, here's something that recognizes that, yes, as someone giving regularly, you are invested, you are part of this, and we've wanted that to be at a tier appropriate for different people and different situations. And so, yeah, we have monthly pledges from $5 a month to 500 plus. And you know, can easily see by those numbers that the motivation is not transactional, you know, pay for a website subscription. It's, we want to help this, make this happen so that content goes out around the world on our freely available platforms. Yeah, curious what you have to add there yourself, Jaron.
No, I think that says it very well.
Something like a tier is system. You know, maybe we should take it into account. Maybe that's something we should look at in the future, but we have been reluctant. And the way I would prefer to put it is, you know, the partner program is about giving at an amount that is significant to you, and what that dollar amount is you know, to actually feel personally significant is going to vary a lot from one person to another.
Yeah, that is a good way to put it. Thank you. Let's talk about what we have done with the partner program in the past. What we are currently doing may seem familiar for a very long time, but through the years, we've done a few different things. So can you help us think about that, Marlon?
Yes. So what is familiar now is mostly you and I commenting on and exploring issues that come up often in the YouTube comments on our channel and so on. And we have often invited recommendations or questions that people would like to see brought up here. We have not gotten very many of those specifically. Usually they've been things that have been posted to the public YouTube comments. We certainly welcome suggestions and requests, and we'll say a bit more about that later for what this program should look like. We've done several things. Back in the day, we did a few live streams while recording. We also did a few extra innings kinds of things here and there where we were interviewing a guest and had a bonus question for partner content, or where we looked at an interview and found some of those digressions that had good content but didn't fit in the final edit for a podcast, and have put a few of those here. Yeah, those are the main pieces we would have done at different points in the past.
Yeah, so a fifth of our annual income comes through monthly supporters who participate in our partners program. That is significant. Can you talk about some of the significance we feel from that, Marlon?
So a big part of that is it's regular. If you think about donations, gifts to Anabaptist Perspectives or to any other cause, right, they're going to be triggered by something. Often there's things for particular projects, which we really appreciate, or there's, you know, a year-end push, which the end of 2025, we were supported very generously with a lot of year-end donations and a lot of new monthly donations. But when somebody creates a monthly donation, it takes it out of the, you know, occasional consideration to, okay, this is something I'm supporting regularly for the time being. It's a part of my life. And, you know, those amounts add up. $10 a month becomes $120 a year. $100 a month becomes $1,200 a year. $500 a month becomes $3,000 a year. And so that is a tangible support. And of course, we're always grateful for people who will give to a particular project or for a year-end goal. And that obviously makes sense because you're evaluating finances at the year end, looking for particular things to support, lots of reasons for those one-time gifts. But, you know, the stuff we're doing, publishing week in, week out, getting ready, planning, editing. And so a monthly gift matches that steady cadence. And the other thing is, you know, the broad base, 170 donors, that's a lot of buy-in and support. It's not one individual providing most of the funding and most of the ownership there. It is a broad-based support, which is something we value a lot, and something we want to continue building on. Is it is a broad base. One, there's less volatility there, but two, there's just more ownership by a larger number of people who care about what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And that broad base is something that we're certainly very thankful for, but also it's an honor to have received this kind of trust and support and confidence from so many of you. So thank you. So through the years, we've done a couple of different things. At some points, the live streams or the early releases or extra innings with our guests. But we are thinking about what would be the best way to approach the partner program in the future. The way it is now may not be exactly how it always is. We may iterate or adjust some things. So talk with us about some of the ideas that we've been throwing around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even before I start throwing ideas around, we'll just put a request for feedback there. Post a comment here, send an email to info@anabaptistperspectives.org or however you wish to give feedback there. Our goal with the partner program, again, is that it's something that's meaningful, that recognizes you've got investment and this is something that shows that, you know, Genui and me are a part of what makes, you know, what makes Anabaptist Perspectives work, what makes Kingdom Media accessible to people around the world. And if you want to know Jaron's dislike of my using the phrase Kingdom Media, you can go look up the previous episode we did on the partner program there. So a few ideas we have kicked around, and we want to, as a team, spend more time exploring this in the next little bit here. One would be not the filming live streams. I mean, if you really want them, let us know. But another thought was early release on videos, maybe even posting videos at the same time they go out for internal team review with Anabaptist Perspectives. Specific, you know, extra innings with guests, asking a guest who's on the main podcast to answer a side question or a particular question for our partner's audience. We'd have to kind of play that by guest and what their schedule and, you know, their interview slot allows. That's something we could consider. I think we should think about some kind of merch, whether it is a mug or mugs or whatever it is. If that's something that's wanted. It's just a little tangible way of saying, hey, this is something I support and am part of. So yeah, those are a few things that come to mind. I know we've got other team members. Josh Bear, who has recently joined our team in some of the design and tech and communications roles, has sent a few ideas and will keep working on them. I don't know. Jaron, what are you thinking?
I think the things that you listed are some of the same ideas that I've had. I'm excited to think about what the potentials may be for the partner program as of today, we got the new group chat going, and it's actively being worked on. So I want to hear your feedback. We want to hear how you might value future developments of the partner program. So we want to hear from you.
And this is probably the place to insert a little apology. The last couple episodes on the partner program were posted late, and we backdated them because we were switching staff members and switching workflows on editing and things like that. And I missed a couple pieces of flow and getting that all in the system. So there is a stream. If you go look on the partner page now, you'll see a consistent stream of content, but some of those episodes we backdated. Hopefully that does not happen again for a very long time.
Well, I'm not sure if I can do this on behalf of our partners, but we probably forgive you. It's okay. You know, one question that we have is when we talk about the merch or the early releases, you know, whatever it is that the partners have access to, we are asking if these perks should be available to one-time donors. Is this only available to monthly donors or one-time donors? Should they have that too? Do you have a thought process on that, Marlon?
Yeah, I guess my thought process there is, one, I really value the recurring, ongoing monthly, because it puts it in a, takes it away from the category of, you know, an impulse or something to, hey, this is a partner, this is something I'm going to help with this particular project, this particular ministry, which is a reason for thinking about some of these things as monthly. On the other hand, I recognize there's reasons of simplicity and so on why someone would say, no, I don't want ongoing monthly bills. I want to evaluate things on a annual basis or quarterly basis and decide where I want to support and how much money I might want to put to various ministries or other places that you may be giving. And so certainly we want to do some kind of, we want to recognize and thank everyone that's a part of this. But I was just kind of floating and thinking through that question, how much do we emphasize the monthly or yearly, you can do a yearly recurring donation, aspect of the partner program, or you could say, you know, you go on the website and say, hey, this page is available to anybody that has a donation in the last year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really just sticking it here to make it a question that is open for feedback.
Yeah, we would love to hear your feedback on that, as well as general comments on some of the other ideas that we may have for directions to take the partner program. And again, we want to acknowledge and thank you for continuing to support Anabaptist Perspectives. It's an honor and a gift, and we want to acknowledge that. And thanks for following along with this episode as we share the inside look into how we are thinking about the partner program, and we will see you in the next episode.